Recovery is real life at high speed with no clear endpoint. So there's not going to be one day where we're going to wake up and we're going to go, Sonoma is recovered, Santa Rosa is recovered.
Lori Johnson has been around the country and the world looking at how communities like ours recover from the most devastating disasters.
This is a book that we recently completed, my longtime research partner and I, called After Great Disasters, which looks at the recovery, community recovery in six countries around the world and a number of disaster cases. So in the United States, it's Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Sandy, and the 9/11 disaster. And just so you know, the book is available for free. And there's a short version, which is why we went with this publisher, so that we could make sure that this information is available to community leaders, not just government officials, but individuals all over the world. The short version is called a policy focus report, and you can find it online by just Googling After Great Disasters.
Johnson talks about time compression being a function of disaster and rebuilding, something I know I hadn't thought of before.
And the idea is really that a city that takes organically 100 years plus to be built gets destroyed in an instant. And so before the disaster, we replace and upgrade roads and pipes and schools and community facilities at a certain pace. And in a moment, a disaster takes out all of those services at once. And so time is compressed in terms of having to think about having to rebuild and reconstruct and put back all those services in a much shorter period of time. And that creates constraints. It creates constraints on decision makers. It creates constraints on the resource providers. It creates constraints on everybody who has to take action. It also means that essentially the place of disaster becomes different from other places in many ways. One of the first things is things become uneven and unnatural. In New Orleans, they would say the money came to rebuild my house, but now I have to elevate my house, and the money hasn't come to elevate my house, so I'm building the second floor before the first floor. You know, so things get out of sync.
Many in Sonoma County are feeling that sense of being out of sync.
There are currencies of recovery, of which we think the most of is money, and we know that we're frustrated because there's a big gap between what people got paid from their payouts and insurance and what the cost of rebuilding is in many cases. So that's one currency of recovery. But the other currencies are information and collaboration. And so the places where we see good information provision happening and a lot of synergy and collaboration among government institutions, with nonprofit institutions, with the communities, we tend to see better forms of recovery.
Urban planner and disaster specialist Lori Johnson, she spoke at a SoCo Rises community meeting on recovery and resilience last month in Santa Rosa. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.